Actually, most people probably don't know this, but a typical cup of coffee is considered 6 to 8 ounces, so even less than a typical cup of anything. And then, you know, hardly anyone consumes decaffeinated coffee, but there's a whole science behind how they take the caffeine out of the coffee. So different types of coffee hold different amount of caffeine. So just the typical kind that you brew at home, if you drink 8 ounces, that can give you anywhere from 100 to 200 milligrams of caffeine. Where a shot of espresso, which is just a little 1 ounce cup, 45 to 75 milligrams. So that 1 ounce is really packed with some kick in it. And then those single serve varieties like a Keurig little cup has a lot less than the brewed kind you would make at home, only 75 to 150. So when you're making it in that single serve cup, you're probably not getting as much caffeine as you would have. And then those special drinks like a latte or a mocha, they also don't have as much caffeine as you probably would hope, only about 60 to 175 milligrams of caffeine depending on what you order. And then, of course, with those kind of drinks, you got to be careful with what you put in there. And obviously, coffee can get really out of hand with all the stuff, sugar and fats and things that we put in to make it taste really good. But overall, coffee is actually a really healthy drink. It has lots of proven health benefits and can prevent some cancers.